Anyway, lots to get to today. We'll get to crazy Alvin Bragg, our nutty district attorney. We'll get to his Trump war. We'll get to Warnock and Walker, and we'll get to that goofy Meghan and Harry annoying everybody last night. We'll get to Letitia James calls for her to be investigated. Ethics, no integrity, say people that want her under investigation. We'll get to Biden and his big announcement. I think it's coming. And we'll get to Eric Adams and a whole lot more. So, Joe Bartlett, could you explain this to me? The Trump trial was District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who doesn't put anybody on trial, who won't put anybody in jail, who lets all the criminals go out, goes after a guy in the Trump organization for using a free company car. And every day, Alvin Bragg shows up at the courtroom in a free company car. Chauffeur-driven free company car. Could you explain to me what the difference is?
Trump.
Oh,
Trump,
okay.
Trump.
All right, that's it. Yeah, Alvin Bragg has a free chauffeur-driven company car, not to mention a free driver, but free bodyguards, free car. Why does the district attorney have a free car and driver? Do we know?
Well, they probably need to get places quickly. And
where would they need to go?
Crime scenes.
But the district attorney doesn't go to a crime scene.
Not necessarily, no.
No, I mean, he basically goes to court. If you look at that district attorney's office, it's a block from the court. They're all down there in the same place, all those things.
It's a perk.
Yeah, it's a perk. It's just a luxury, chauffeur-driven car, your own driver, your own security. And they use this stuff to go home. The guys pick them up in the morning. They use it in their private life. It's not just you can use it. It's not just for during the day to go from appointment to appointment. It's to go home and come to work. And so what's the difference between that and the Trump guy? Now, what they're accusing the Trump guy of is not declaring it on his taxes. But have we seen Alvin Bragg's taxes? Does he declare this?
I would think not. Most people don't.
Exactly. And this is sending shockwaves through the corporate world where millions of executives use a company car, use a company apartment. They do this all the time. I don't know. It's a weird case. And for a guy who won't put anybody in jail, listen to Alvin Bragg.
Thank the jury for his service and thank this incredible team for putting forth the evidence that allowed the jury to reach what we believe is a very just result.
Yeah, look at that. Even he doesn't know what to say. It's a nothing case. Even he's got nothing to say about it. You get the right Manhattan jury, they'll convict Trump of anything. Anything. You're right. Just say Trump, you got a conviction. So, by the way, this has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It doesn't really have anything to do with the company, but and they'll win this on an appeal. They're going to appeal this case and they'll win because they'll show it has nothing to do with the company. If the company gives a free company car, or you can use your company apartment or whatever, if declaring that on your income tax is up to you. I don't know of any employer who's ever checked anybody's income taxes to see what they're declaring. It's totally up to you. So if this is indeed income and he failed to declare it, it has nothing to do with the Trump organization. So once it's appealed, it'll get out of a crazy Manhattan juries and go to a real court and, you know, more less biased court and most likely win on appeal. What does it mean that they're sentencing? They've convicted the Trump organization of 17 counts. I know.
Yes.
Let me see here. What are these counts? Falsifying business records, conspiracy, related crimes. 17 counts against the Trump organization. Sentencing is coming up. What does that mean? It's a company. What, are you going to arrest the building?
No, they determine the fine.
Yeah, it's going to be a nothing fine. It'll be $1 million, $2 million. They'll pay this nothing fine, but they'll stigmatize the company that they're a convicted felon, the company itself. Nobody in the company, besides the guy with the car, has been convicted of anything or even accused of anything. Trump said he'll definitely appeal it. The whole thing is preposterous. It's absolutely preposterous. And everybody should demand to see Alvin Bragg's income tax to see if he did declare that company car and the company driver and the two or three or four company security people. But it's the most ludicrous thing in the world. The guy shows up, the district attorney shows up in a free company car to prosecute a guy for using a free company car. It is the dumbest case in the history of the world. And this from a guy who won't prosecute anybody, who won't put criminals in jail, wasting his time on this.
As the jury address has indicated, this was a case about lying and cheating, false documents, to the end of evading taxes for the benefit of individuals.
Really a boring speaker, isn't he? But where were the press yelling at him? Why don't you go after actual criminals? People are getting shot all over the place. Why don't you put some of them in jail? So, hey, last night was the big Warnock-Walker runoff. They keep telling you what a bad candidate Walker is. Such a bad candidate. Meantime, it was like 50-50 till 4 in the morning. How bad could he be as a candidate? I mean, it was close. I mean, it just kept going on and on. Nobody took much of a lead there. And even in the end, Warnock won, but by just a tiny, tiny percentage. So obviously Walker, a great candidate. The problem is, it's really embarrassing for Georgia for people to watch this election. You got two morons running against each other. I mean, it's the kind of election where you hope nobody wins. Look at these two idiots. Here's Warnock.
It is my honor to utter the four most powerful words ever spoken in a democracy. The people have spoken.
Wasn't he a preacher?
Yeah, he is.
Aren't they usually more exciting than that? More lively, more fun, more... he's kind of a dull guy.
Whether you voted for me or not, that every single day, I am going to keep working for you.
What's the deal with the pauses?
I don't know, for effect maybe.
Or he's just not that bright. He's like trying to figure out the rest. It's like Joe Biden trying to figure out the rest of the sentence. And anyway, he's got these two morons running against each other. Walker.
I'm not going to make any excuses now because we put up one heck of a fight. And I said, that's what we got to do. Because this is much bigger. This is much bigger than Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
You never stop dreaming. I don't want any of you to stop dreaming. I don't want any of you to stop believing in America. I want you to believe in America and continue to believe in the Constitution and believe in our elected officials most of all.
All right, from what you've just heard, Joe Bartlett, who sounds brighter? I think Walker sounds a little brighter.
Yeah, I know everybody sort of puts him down, but I like him.
Yeah.
He seems like an honest person. I know he has a little baggage, you know, got some trouble with the wife and kids.
Well, but see, there's the thing. This election was tampered with by the news media because they kept broadcasting all day and night how this guy's got domestic abuse allegations, ran her over with his car. So it was one-sided reporting. People didn't get the whole story. And that may have influenced some people to vote against Walker. Well, domestic abuse, I'm not voting for him. Not knowing that Warnock had the same exact sort of allegations against him. So the race is over. It means a little more cushion there in the Senate for Democrats. It's 51 instead of 50, so that helps. Now, the word is, I know you're not going to believe this, that Joe Biden is going to announce he's running in 2024 after the holidays, that in January he'll make the announcement that he's running. Now, it could be he's going to make this announcement just so he doesn't look like a lame duck, and then at some point he can drop out of the race if he wants, but... You see how he is now. Imagine in a couple of years, two more years, three more years, what he's going to be like.
Not going to be a very active campaigner, I wouldn't think.
Yeah. In fact, that's how you know if he's really running. You see him preparing the basement, getting it all ready for him. Hey, by the way, the RNC, you know, they keep trying to blame Trump for everything. This is another blow against Trump. Walker and all this has nothing to do with Trump. Well, Trump pushed Herschel Walker a lot. But he can push whoever he wants. It's up to Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy to get everybody elected and the RNC. They're the ones in charge of this. And if it looks like Trump was pushing everything, that's only because these guys did nothing. They were asleep on the job. It's all their fault. They're the ones that are supposed to do this, not leave it up to Trump. So where were they in all of this? You need a new RNC chair. Rona McDonald has just been a disaster. Things haven't gone well under her. Got to get rid of her, and everybody wants Lee Zeldin to be the RNC chair, but he announced yesterday he's dropping out of the race. He will not run for RNC chair, and he said the reason is result of that election is already pre-baked. In other words, the fix is in. McDaniel stays. The problem with this RNC stuff is if you take care of the donors, if you'll do anything for those donors, you stay. It's up to them who the RNC chairman is. So if you're at their beck and call day and night, they all have your cell phone, they can wake you up at 4 in the morning, you'll do anything they want, you stay. So, but the problem is, generally the person that does that is a useless sort of character. So you get Ronna McDaniel. Same thing with Schumer. He does the same thing. It's all he does is donor service. Anything the donors want, Republican donors, Democratic donors, just takes care of them. And they make sure he stays. But then you end up with some useless bureaucrat like Schumer. So it's pretty bad. Did you watch any of this footage of Harry and Meghan get this award last night?
No. I'm waiting for the big docuseries tomorrow.
Yeah, this is the dumbest thing I ever saw. It's this Kennedy Foundation, Robert Kennedy's family foundation. And they are the goofiest people in the world. Thank God Robert Kennedy did not live to see this goofiness from his family. They look ridiculous. Giving Harry and Meghan an award for, what was it called? The Ripple of Hope or
Ripple
something?
Pope, yes.
The Ripple of Hope Award. That's really impressive. You're not like a major force. You're just a ripple. You're a little ripple of hope. And to MC the thing, they brought in Alec Baldwin, taking a break from shooting people to actually MC this. And they had Harry and Meghan, and then this goofy Kerry Kennedy. Robert Kennedy is such an impressive man. You look at these kids of his. They really are goofy, aren't they?
Yeah.
He was really goofy. And that Kerry Kennedy is the goofiest of all. And they had a big gala with people paying $100,000 a table, $50,000 a table, for no particular purpose. And they're all sitting there in tuxedos. And part of the program is that Meghan and Harry will be up on stage and be interviewed by Kerry Kennedy. You know, normally you would say, let's get a professional to do this so it's a good interview. But if you got a professional, he might ask real questions. So you get the goofy Kerry Kennedy with his softball questions. Reporters were yelling at them as they walked in and out. Aren't you cashing in? Are you putting money before family? And, of course, they scurried right past those reporters. Not going to answer that. But Harry and Meghan said they're going to tear down walls and fight racism. Listen, if you're depending on these two ne'er-do-wells to fight for you, you've got a problem. These two idiots tear down walls. Didn't you just see the picture of them building that wall around their house in California? They built an enormous wall. The reason they're building a wall is Democrats run California, and everything's out of control. Crime, everything, shoplifting. Hey, by the way, the CEO of Walmart issued a pretty strong statement. He said, because right now shoplifting is legal in New York, in California, every major city run by Democrats, shoplifting is legal. There's no consequences. You can shoplift all you want. Alvin Bragg won't do a thing to you. And Walmart's CEO pointing out, every bit of shoplifting raises the price for everybody else. Stores don't just live with the shoplifting. They raise the price to cover it. If they lose 8% in shoplifting, they raise the price 8%. Now they're losing like 25% in shoplifting. So they're raising the prices on everything. He also points out, you're going to see a lot of store closures. You're going to see stores closing. It'll be in major cities run by Democrats. So everybody is getting killed by this for the higher prices, losing their stores. They'll be closing. I don't know who's going to stand up to all these idiots, but somebody's got to start yelling and screaming at Alvin Bragg, stop with your little dumb Trump vendetta and go after criminals and lock them all up. Lock up the shoplifters. Lock up all the people stabbing and shooting all over the place. Same thing with Letitia James. She's probably going to end up under investigation now. There was someone on her staff, allegedly sexual harassment, but she knew about it, covered it up. She refused to debate her opponent, which is unheard of. And now people think that's the reason she refused to debate. She didn't want to be asked about this. But lots of calls for Letitia James to be fully investigated right now. Hey, Caroline's closing. Caroline's Comedy Club. The problem is it's in Times Square. The problem is the landlord, the building. So she's going to reopen. Remember, this is her third location. Caroline's originally was in Chelsea for years. Then it moved to the South Street Seaport when that was a brand new place. And then Times Square. Actually, it's been 30 years in Times Square. Wow. But she's looking for a new location. Landlord wants a lot more money for the space, thinks it can get a lot more money. Now you say, well, go negotiate with the landlord. Well, the landlord is a Kuwaiti wealth fund. Yeah. You go negotiate with a Kuwaiti wealth fund. Try to argue with them over a couple of bucks. See what they say to you. So they want, You know, maybe it's a good idea to get out of there anyway. It's going to be a mess. And you know what will happen? They're going to talk about opening these casinos in Times Square. Big, big, big financial people want to open casinos there. So if they open a casino, they would call somebody like Caroline and say, we want one of your clubs in our casino. You know, that's what they do in all these big casino places. They put in six big-name restaurants, a couple of comedy clubs. So she may be back for free that way. Anyway, check out the webpage. We've got a lot of good video up there. You know that SNL, Saturday Night Live, has a horrible history of racism. Racist sketches. Ugly racist sketches. It's a horrible history on SNL. Take a look at this video. Oh, also watch this. This is short but brilliant. It's The Sopranos, Scarface, and Goodfellas all combined. The whole cast together at once. Well, take a look. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. 800-321-0710. Hey, Joe Bartlett, today's the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, December 7th.
That's right. 81 years.
81 years ago. Here, this is, WOR is, you know, the original talk station of America. This is where talk radio actually was invented. We've been a talk radio station for 100 years. So, 81 years ago, here was the breaking news.
This broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Stay tuned to WOR for further developments, which will be broadcast immediately as received.
Wow. Now, you got to remember, at the time, guys who did that breaking news announcements have said in the interviews later, nobody knew what Pearl Harbor was. Nobody knew the name. Nobody, Hawaii wasn't even a state. Nobody knew what Pearl Harbor, they had no idea. You know, one of the announcers who broke in, he was an announcer back then, was Jack Parr, the famous talk show host who said he didn't know what to do when he got this over the wires there. And he called his boss and he said, they're attacking something called Pearl Harbor. But obviously it turned out to be, as Roosevelt said.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Now, Joe Bartlett, what do you think? If Donald Trump were to talk like that, you think it would help?
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's the way Democrats talk.
He were to speak like that. You know, they say you got to sound presidential. So, you know, if you live in Hawaii and you're around Pearl Harbor, you know, every year they have the ceremony where they read all the names for a couple of hours. Like we do for 9/11. They still do that in Pearl Harbor. Hey, are the phones actually working here?
They worked this morning.
Oh, no, here, like on, it doesn't say anything here. Anyway, everybody call us. 800-321-0710 is the number. It's all blank on my phone thing here. So, we got it turned on. We're in our brand new studios. A little annoying, Joe Bartlett, these new studios. I don't know what's wrong with the... You know what I think it is? There's no window. There's no big window. I can see into the control room. There's a big window. But there's no big window looking outside into the hallway.
Oh, so you feel confined?
Yeah. It's like a prison cell almost. So you said line one, but it's not... There's nothing on my phone. Okay, let's go to... I don't think I can do it because the phones are all blank here. Let's go to Rich on line one. Rich, how you doing?
And with no TV, the entire world was sitting around their radio station. He was living in the Bronx, and he was listening to WOR, I bet, too, you know?
Yeah. That was something.
You know, this election, like I said, Mitch McConnell is an absolute disgrace. You know, they got outspent in Georgia, and, you know, where are all the other senators around the country, other than Lindsey Graham, who's still a putz, going down to help Herschel Walker? Where are all these other senators from around the country? It's almost as if, and I've been saying this a long time, Mitch McConnell, McCarthy, the rest of them, they don't care who wins or loses. It's 50-50. It's okay. They're going to keep doing their business.
Yeah,
and the rest of us are getting screwed over and over and over again.
All right, Rich, thanks for calling. That's the real problem. You got these swamp creatures. McConnell, McCarthy, All of them. They couldn't care less about anything. They're all just wheeling and dealing. They're not there for you. They're not fighting for you. I mean, listen to and McConnell with this stupid.
It would be pretty hard to be sworn in.
Oh, you know, they made up this whole fake story that Donald Trump said suspend the Constitution, terminate the Constitution. He never said anything of the kind. You go to my Twitter, you can see what he actually said. He didn't say it at all, but they're all keeping up this lie.
It would be pretty hard to be sworn in to the presidency if you're not willing to uphold the Constitution.
Yeah, none of that is true, by the way. Absolutely no truth to that, but they keep up with that myth. They won't stop. Joe Bartlett, you hear that everywhere, don't you?
Well, he you know, I guess he did say the words. You know, you can argue about whether or not which way he meant it, but well, he did say rip up the Constitution.
Well, no, he didn't. Here, let me read it. He's talking about the election.
Yeah.
A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. So what he was saying is if you do this kind of election fraud or you change the rules of all this election, you're allowing, you're actually getting rid of rules that are in the Constitution. So you're allowing for the termination of the Constitution. Actually, he says you're allowing for the termination of all rules, even those found in the Constitution. And what he's referring to, it says in the Constitution, you have to vote on Election Day. So, but you understand his point, right?
Well yeah, I think the confusing part came when he said later, then you should install me as president.
Yeah. But what he's saying is if you keep up this election fraud and bending all the rules and early voting and you know, you're basically terminating the Constitution. So he's not saying he wants it terminated. He said you're terminating it if you do this stuff. But then you get these Mitch McConnell liars.
It would be pretty hard to be sworn in to the presidency if you're not willing to uphold the Constitution.
And you can watch these people are on Fox, they're wherever. They called for terminating the Constitution. Nobody ever says, wait a minute, he never said anything of the kind. But it's another one of those myths you'll never, ever get rid of. Hey, when we come back, Greg Jarrett, the great legal analyst, will be with us next on 710 WOR. Well, Greg Jarrett, of course, the best legal analyst in America. You can see him on Fox News. You can go to his website, thegregjarrett.com. Lots of great news stories, analysis. You can also get his podcast there, thegregjarrett.com. Greg Jarrett, how you doing?
Hey, Mark, I'm great. Thank you.
Hey, could you explain this case of the Trump executive? Now, he's being prosecuted for driving a free company car, and the man prosecuting him, Alvin Bragg, shows up every day in a free company car with a free chauffeur. How does that work? Could you explain that logic?
Yes, it's called hypocrisy. You know, Weisselman admitted during the civil trial against the Trump Organization that he acted on his own, and he did so secretly that nobody in the Trump Organization knew what he was doing. He was basically paying himself in the form of perks and not reporting it for tax purposes, and eventually pled guilty. And, you know, he was the star witness in the civil trial against the Trump Org. And naturally, since he confessed to it and he was part of the Trump Org, there was the jury found for liability against the organization. But there was no evidence that, you know, Donald Trump or anybody else at the organization really knew what was going on. So, you know, and it's not unusual for, you know, executives at companies to, you know, start paying themselves in perks. That doesn't mean the company knows it, especially if they do it surreptitiously.
You know, some of those companies like Google, where they get a free food everywhere, free buffets, free haircuts, free everything, free, you know.
Right.
How come they don't have to declare all that?
Well, they should. I haven't looked at their books, so I don't know how they're doing their, you know, taxable income. But that's what it is, and needs to be reported for tax purposes. But I think, you know, a lot of companies get away with it, but because this was Donald Trump's organization, of course, you know, the liberal district attorney and prosecutors went after him with a vengeance.
Yeah. So the Twitter story, obvious collusion, the FBI, the DNC, the Bidens, the Twitter, everybody's colluding there. Are you amazed that major news organizations like the New York Times just won't even report this story?
You know, we used to count on reporters, journalists to, you know, hold the government and government officials accountable, to keep them honest. But now they simply conspire with the party in control, Democrats, to cover up dishonesty. And they're part of the problem. You know, nobody in the media wanted to actually verify the authenticity of Hunter Biden's laptop. They didn't care about the truth. They didn't want to report the truth because the truth hurt their favored candidate, Joe Biden. And so, and they so loathed and hated Donald Trump that they were willing to look the other way. And the same is true of the 51 former intelligence officials, nefarious, disgusting, shameful people like James Clapper, John Brennan, Michael Hayden, Mike Morrell, Leon Panetta. I mean, they, you know, they all lied, saying, oh, this has the earmarks of Russian disinformation, this laptop. They hadn't even looked at the laptop. They hadn't even seen the emails, and yet they, you know, penned this letter that was pivotal in the election and, you know, days before voters cast their ballots. And the media never called out those 51 former intel officials for lying because the media was in on it. They grabbed a hold of it and said, oh, yeah, see these guys? They say it's Russian disinformation. Must be. And, of course, it wasn't.
Yeah. But that's a major thing to find out. These guys who ran our intelligence, you know, told us there was WMD, all that, that these guys are totally corrupt. Total swamp creatures. Well, it's frightening, isn't it?
Well, first of all, there's never been much intelligence in the intelligence agencies. It's a classic oxymoron. But they're also corrupt and crooked, many of them. And, you know, they use their own power to disseminate and peddle disinformation to the American public. And they're, you know, they're just as guilty of malevolence and incompetence as the mainstream media. You know, I mean, look, I've been a journalist for, you know, four decades. Most reporters, not all, but most, are among the dumbest people you'll ever meet. And that's part of their problem.
Wow. So all this Hunter Biden stuff that's coming out, all this stuff in the laptop, all this corrupt-looking stuff, the big guy getting a 10% cut. Does Biden have anything to worry about with the corrupt media? Do you think he's okay, that he'll be protected?
The media runs a protection racket. So is Merrick Garland at the DOJ and Christopher Wray at the FBI. I think, you know, they are worried at the White House because Republicans have regained control of Congress, which gives them the ability to issue subpoenas in committees to call to testify. You know, some of these individuals who were involved, and you know, including Hunter Biden, but his business partners who were prepared to blow the whistle that it wasn't just Hunter Biden who was pocketing tens of millions of dollars from foreign interests who were buying access and influence, but that Joe Biden was complicit. And, you know, they've created a war room at the White House to try to deal with this. That will be forthcoming in January.
Wow. Greg Jarrett's got these great books, too, The Witch Hunt and The Russia Hoax, and big bestsellers. Also, go to his website, thegregjarrett.com, and listen to his podcast, The Brief. Hey, the January 6th committee, talking about criminal referrals. What could they possibly have in the way of criminal referrals?
Well, it's really Jamie Raskin who is, you know, who headed up the impeachments of Donald Trump that's really... You know, he suffers from Trump derangement syndrome in the extreme. And so he wants criminal referrals, whether it'll be against Donald Trump or not. Who knows? To me, it's irrelevant. You know, this is a political committee. Their decisions are not based on the law and facts. They're based on political hatred. And so, you know, who knows what they're going to refer. It's probably not worth the paper it's written on. But, you know, Merrick Garland is certainly looking closely at any individuals, including those in Trump's circle, who may have violated the law, you know, not just on January 6th, but attempts to overturn the election. So we'll wait and see what he does. I have no confidence in his impartiality. He's an activist and an advocate, and he's turned the DOJ into a political organization.
Yeah. So Donald Trump did a great job as president, the economy, world peace. It was a great presidency. But are we paying a price for Donald Trump in that he unleashed the worst of the swamp, the media, everybody? They just went totally corrupt.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the downside of trying to drain the swamp, I suppose. And the swamp isn't just Washington, D.C. politicians, but it includes the mainstream media and the FBI and intelligence community and the DOJ. And they all hate him for it. So they're going after him. And they will continue to go after him. And the fact that he announced his candidacy to run again in 2024 has only incited them further. So, you know, we're in this for the long haul.
Yeah. I assume you have another book in the works.
I actually do, but it's a departure from the other two books.
Oh.
It's called Trial of the Century. It'll be coming out in May. I'll send you a copy, pal.
All right. Well, everybody, check out his website, because every day there's new stuff, great analysis, great stories. TheGregJarrett.com. Of course, watch him all over the Fox News channel and on Twitter and all of that. And get his podcast. Greg Jarrett does a great podcast. You can get everything at thegregjarrett.com. Greg Jarrett, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Mark, always a pleasure. Take care.
All right, take care. And everybody check out the webpage. We've got a lot of good stuff up there. You know, SNL has this terrible history of racism. They have done some of the most racist stuff ever. Take a look at this video. Also, watch this. Here's the three greatest movies. Except for The Godfather, but... three great things stuck together. The Sopranos, Scarface, and Goodfellas all combined together. Take a look. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.